Azam Tamimi, who's from the Muslim Association of Britain, and they are co-sponsors of this rally today. We are also organising as well on a lobby of Parliament on June 25th. Put it in your diary, write to your MPs, get them there, tell them what you think. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. والله أكبر والله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. For 55 years they've been asking us to wait. For 55 years, our people have been rotting in refugee camps. The world never cared, simply because we are weak. You step on us, we utter no word. You kill us, we die in peace. And that's the peace they want a roadmap for. I tell you, I don't want peace. I tell you, I don't want peace. I want justice. I want justice. However, if the Jews in Israel want peace, we will give them peace. Yes. The Palestinians will give them peace when the Palestinians have justice. They thought we became motionless. They thought the spirit had left us. They thought we had already become Red Indians. I tell them, no, we are back, and we have behind us millions of people around the world. In the name of the Muslim Association of Britain, I salute you all, greet you all, but a special greeting for our dear friends from Naturi Karta. The real peace and justice loving Jews in the world, who right from the beginning, they warned their fellow Jews that Zionism was an evil, that Zionism was going to bring havoc, that Zionism is not Judaism, and that the Jews don't need a state on somebody else's land. I tell you what the Jews need. Yes, I am a Muslim, but I can tell you what the Jews need. The Jews need Muslim lands to live in under the rule of Islam, when justice, peace, tranquility, science, technology, philosophy prospered with the hands of the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians, when the Muslims were in power. Finally, I was told not to take more than 4 minutes. And that's all I need anyway. A message to our dear Prime Minister. You've seen what happened in the local elections. And this is a message to Jack Straw and to all the lovely members of the cabinet who stood firmly behind Tony Blair and George Bush.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Wait for the next election. We are going to mobilize everyone in the country that agrees with us. Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Sikh, Jewish, atheist, whatever, who agrees that Tony Blair has embroiled this country in an unjust war and that his policy supports Sharon against the Palestinians. So the message you take back home with you, the message from the Muslim Association of Britain you take back with you, mobilize for the next election. Your vote is a trust. Your vote is an amana. Don't give it to those who support war against the Muslims. Don't give it to those who support Sharon. Give it to those who agree with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.